SRN News. I'm John Scott. All eyes are on Egypt's Rafah crossing, where the U.S. and international mediators appear close to reaching a deal for a humanitarian ceasefire to allow aid in and foreigners to exit Gaza. Israel said there was no ceasefire at the moment. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells reporters that a border crossing from Egypt will allow humanitarian aid into Gaza.
With regard to Rafah, I had a very good conversation with President al-Sisi. We have put in place, and Egypt has put in place, a lot of material support for people in Gaza. And Rafah will be open.
Blinken in Israel for the second time now in less than a week. Israel preparing to send forces into Gaza. Israel promising a very broad air, ground, and naval offensive in the near future. It has mass tanks and tens of thousands of troops along the Gaza border. Also at SRNNews.com, a limited gag order has been imposed on Donald Trump in his 2020 election subversion case.
The federal judge overseeing the case said she was barring the former president from making statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said there would be no restrictions on statements criticizing the Justice Department generally or statements about Trump's belief that the case is politically motivated. But she said he can't mount a smear campaign against prosecutors and court personnel. The former president's lawyer strongly opposed the gag order. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher as the reporting season for corporate profits is just getting underway. The Dow is up 341 points, the Nasdaq adding 178, and the S&P 500 49 points higher. This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in Indonesia.
Local officials in South Sulawesi province say they will withdraw a permit for the construction of a church under pressure from Muslim radicals. A loud demonstration by members of the Islamic Defenders Front last week prompted members of the provincial council to change their minds after first granting a permit to the Gamaliel Christian School Foundation. Christians make up 10% of the Indonesian population and are often persecuted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Detroit Lions linebacker Alex Anzalone's parents have safely arrived home from Israel. They were among about 50 people affiliated with a Naples, Florida-based church who were in that country. Sal and Judy Anzalone were in a Jerusalem hotel when Hamas launched its brutal attack on Israel from the Gaza Strip. A number of American church groups were in Israel. Most have made it home safely, though some Christian relief workers have elected to stay. This is SRN News. It's a speeding ticket like no other.
A Georgia man received a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Authorities say the figure, though, was just a placeholder, not the actual fine. Connor Cato said he received the citation after getting pulled over for doing 90 in a 55. He was told either pay it or appear in court. He decided to appear in court. The actual fine will be determined in December. Jason Walker reporting.
Cricket returning to the Olympic program for the 2028 Los Angeles Games, one of five sports added to the LA Games by the IOC. Kansas, the preseason number one in the AP Men's College Basketball Poll. The Jayhawks received 46 of 63 first-place votes to outdistance second-place Duke and third-place Purdue. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.